Some UK students excel in athletics. Others display extraordinary prowess in the classroom. A few achieve success in both arenas, and two of them are our guests today on UK Perspectives. Kaylin Harris is a freshman from Hendersonville, Tennessee, who recently scored her first goal with the UK women's soccer team. Daniel Buckles is a Kentucky native from Litchfield and a decathlete with the men's track and field team. I'm Tom Goodell. Kaylin and Daniel, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
In addition to your athletic skill, you're both participating in UK's honors program. So what made you decide, I assume honors program came second, what made you decide to be part of the honors program? Kaylin?
In my house, I mean, there's a big atmosphere of if you can do more, I mean, why not? And so when I found out that I was eligible to do the honors program and that it was actually a requirement for one of my scholarships, that I was like, okay, let's do it. And so I didn't think it would be as hard as it is, but no regrets.
And Daniel, what about you? Why did you decide on the honors program?
Well, throughout high school, I mean, a lot of my emphasis was always on academics, so I thought that if I was going to come to UK, I might as well push myself as hard as I could, both athletically and academically, so they both fell into place.
How many hours a week do you spend practicing, and how does that compare to the amount of time that you spend with your studies?
I would say that I spend at least 2 to 3 hours between the weight room and the track every day, and at least that much studying each night, if not more.
And what about you, Kaylin?
I think we spend about 15, 16 hours a week, and I would probably say I spend close to 2 to 3 hours a night on homework or studying or preparing for future things.
So it's about an equal balance in both of your cases?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, I'm curious, what happens when you're on the road? I mean, do you have friends who take notes for you? Are there online resources you can use to catch up? What do you do if something major is being discussed in class on a Friday and you're out at an SEC tournament somewhere?
Well, I know I've made a lot of friends in my classes, so they certainly help me out. But also, it's really important to get in touch with the professor, let them know, because they're always very understanding about all of your responsibilities, so they always help out a lot too.
Is that true in your case too, Kaylin?
Yes, I definitely agree. Just getting a connection with teachers, professors really helps keep track of the work you need to do, and they can talk to you outside of class on what you need to work on. A big thing is like staying ahead, like when you have something due for 2 weeks, maybe you start it, so that way when you come back you only have like half of it to do instead of all of it, and it really lightens the load, especially after a travel weekend.
And are you carrying notebooks and computers and everything on the bus with you while you're traveling and working on those class projects at the same time?
I'm carrying notebooks perpetually. I always have homework with me just in case there's an extra minute or two.
Same with you, Daniel?
Definitely. I remember spring break last year. I still had all of my books with me on the plane, on the bus. And I was trying to take advantage of every extra minute I had.
Not the stereotype that we have of spring break.
Definitely not.
Now, you both told UK Now that your involvement in honors and athletics enhances both programs for you. Could either of you talk a little bit more about that? How does one reinforce the other or make the other better?
Well, I would say that, of course, our coaches are going to push us to be the best students we can possibly be, get the highest grade point average we can get. But also at the same time, I know like several of my professors are always asking about like, well, how's practice going? How's your training going? So it's like you get the support system both academically and athletically, and it encourages you to be better at both of them.
Have you had a similar experience, Kaylin?
Yeah, they both definitely fuel one another, and it's really nice to see the different circles of people you get to meet. The soccer girls have a certain intensity and a certain personality type that I wouldn't get just in my classroom, but in my class, I mean, different personalities, different types of people, different experiences, and I really feel like those two things also kind of help me as a person grow and help me focus on like, oh, I have something that I need to get done, you know, I could be lazy and not do it, but I have a lot of people around me that are there to encourage me, so I think it's really important.
What's more exciting for each of you? Is it winning a match, a game, or is it acing a test?
It's about the same, in my opinion. It's a different type of thrill, but they both bring a certain level of satisfaction.
Of course, you get a cheering crowd when you win a match or a game.
But when you ace that test, that crowd's going on in your head.
Kaylin?
For school, for me, it's just always been an expectation to do well. So, I mean, if I do well and I tell my parents, they're like, good, that's what we expect. Like, what do you want, a cookie? So, it's exciting because I know that I have good news to report. But, I don't know, like, the goal I scored, I mean, I was ecstatic and my teammates were really excited. And it was a really great atmosphere. And it's a different type of excitement, like Daniel said. But it's exhilarating either way.
I suppose you both have had a peek at what your honors program is going to look like over your academic career. So you have a good idea of what classes you're going to be taking. What do you think is going to be the most challenging? I noticed, Kaylin, your first semester here and you're starting with philosophy. Are you finding that a challenge?
Philosophy is extremely difficult. I've never taken a philosophy course. And it has really nothing to do with what I want to go into. So it's a different pace. It's a different level of thought. And I think it's really intriguing. Like, I'll enjoy the class, but it's very different, very difficult. I think based on how the rest of the semester is going to go, decides whether I'm going to take another one or if I'm going to just focus on what I want to do.
And Daniel?
I would say that right now it's, my foreign language might be a bit of a challenge. I'm taking German right now. I enjoy it, but it's just a lot different than anything I'm used to taking. But it's a nice change.
Now, Kaylin, on the UK Athletics website, you said your dream job would be CEO of Google. Are you sticking with that?
I said that.
Or do you have a different, what would your dream job be?
I mean, that would be really cool because I've seen some pictures of the Google offices and they're so cool. And plus, you know, you make a lot of money. But
and there's some UK alums who are working there.
Yeah, and I thought that was really neat. But more realistically, I think I definitely want to go into pharmacy, like clinical pharmacy, helping people. That kind of thing really attracts my attention. I think one day, and this is just a hope, that I want to open a center to help people with learning disabilities because I feel like those people are kind of overlooked. And I worked with them a lot in high school, and I think it's a really important thing that people that aren't as fortunate get a shot at a higher education. I think that's something I want to look long-term, but I mean, short-term is, you know, pharmacy, hopefully.
So. And Daniel, what are you thinking of as a career?
Well, right now, I am not 100% sure what I would like to go into. I'm going to be majoring in biology, so I really enjoy those classes where they'll take me. I'm not sure yet, but hopefully it's something that I enjoy.
And Kaylin, you mentioned having worked with students with learning disabilities in high school.
I did.
Is there time with, I mean, I'm trying to imagine how someone could do a sport, particularly demanding sport like yours, like soccer, and be in the honors program, which is extremely demanding, and volunteer. Is there time for that?
I actually plan to do, my team volunteers, I mean, they volunteer their time and, you know, we fundraise, and that's really important to our team. And then I plan on doing at least 15 to 20 hours on my own, just in different settings, hopefully. I tried to talk to some people at the Hope Lodge to work there. I'd also like to help some children with learning disabilities, but I haven't really found a good resource yet on campus. Back home was a lot easier because it was kind of built into my school, but now it's a little more difficult. So I still plan on doing community service every semester that I'm here.
And Daniel, are you finding time for community service?
I haven't found a lot, but I know that, like, the track team, we sponsor a shoe drive every year. So this year I hope to help out with that and collect a lot of shoes that we send to other countries where children don't have shoes.
Well, thank you. Our guests have been Kaylin Harris and Daniel Buckles, athletes and honor students at UK, and we should probably have you both back in around your graduation times so we can see how this all worked out. Our complete UK Perspectives interviews are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.